Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. A 54-year-old man has been charged with murder following the death of a woman in Perth's southern suburbs. The 78-year-old's body was found at a home in Yanjibup yesterday morning. It's alleged she died sometime between Saturday and Monday. The accused has been refused bail and is due in court today. A new body is set to be established to ensure our 000 system is functioning properly. It's one of 18 recommendations from a review into last year's unprecedented Optus outage that affected millions of Australians. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland telling Sky the government will adopt all of the recommendations.
And we'll be aiming to implement them within 12 to 18 months. This is the single biggest review of the 000 service in over a decade. It has given important guidance for lessons for the future and things that need to be done to really lift the performance of 000.
A blow for budget travellers on the East Coast, with Bonza Airlines grounding its planes this morning. The airline releasing a statement saying all services will be temporarily suspended as it considers the viability of the airline. It operates a number of flights daily between Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. Transport Minister Catherine King says she's spoken to rival airlines Qantas and Virgin, with both ready to assist those needing to get home. Another pre-budget announcement from the state government, this time to boost beach safety. More than $17 million to be added to shark hazard mitigation strategies. That includes $12.6 million to continue helicopter patrols and frontline safety services. In sports, St Kilda's Jack Higgins is off to AFL headquarters this afternoon to fight a three-match ban for a dangerous tackle. And Sydney coach John Longmire has brushed off claims his side is smug and chirpy, coming from GWS defender Sam Taylor ahead of their Sydney derby.
If you look at all the professional sporting clubs up in this market, there's no more competitive market than this in the world. And to be able to play in what we expect to be a sellout crowd, or hope to be a sellout crowd, is a great thing for both clubs.